Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Biden stumbles with Hillary. A volcano is about to erupt. Suing Trump again? And sad news in the sports world. It's all coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. Hillary Clinton with a burn on Joe Biden. At the Financial Times Weekend Festival in D.C., she was asked about Joe Biden stumbling at the G7 summit in Japan. Now, when I read that he stumbled, I thought he verbally mumbled his way through some answer, but no, physically stumbled. He was walking down the stairs. His wife was not there to hold his arm. There was no railing, and he almost fell down a flight of stairs. So Hillary was asked about it, and she said his age is an issue, and people have every right to consider it. Millions of people in Mexico have been warned to prepare to evacuate after there's been increased activity from the country's most dangerous active volcano. It's been spewing ash since last week. I don't know a ton about volcanoes, but I don't think you get that much more warning beyond this. You just kind of get a couple rumblings and then all of a sudden it's go time and it could come at any moment. So I don't really know how you prepare to evacuate when it's just going to explode on you. E. Jean Carroll, this is the woman who accused Trump of raping her back in either 1995 or 1996. She just doesn't quite remember. Trump denied it and talked about it at his recent CNN town hall. And now she's going to sue him again for defamation. She already got $5 million. She wants more. He said her story is fake and made up. And now she's suing him for defamation. How can we have a justice system where someone accuses you of rape, you deny it, and then you get sued for defamation? That's insane. Sad news in the sports world. Dick and Rick Hoyt. They're one of the greatest sports duos in history. Rick was born paralyzed, and doctors told his parents they should just put him in a special care facility. But they said, no, we're going to bring him up like any other child. One day when Rick was 15, he asked his dad if they could go for a run together for a local charity race. Dad said, geez, son, I don't know. I'm out of shape. I don't think I can run that far, but okay, yeah, if you want to do that, let's do it. So they went for the run. Dad pushing Rick in a wheelchair the whole way. Later, his son said, Dad, when we were running, it felt like my disability disappeared. What dad is going to stop then? They've run the Boston Marathon together 32 times. 72 marathons total, over 1,000 races, 6 Ironmans. Dick passed away 2 years ago at the age of 80. He said his son made him fulfill his life as a father. Rick, his son, passed away yesterday at the age of 61. Bill O'Reilly, next.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, as hundreds of thousands of migrants continue to spread out over the country, predictable social problems have emerged. There are fears of anti-immigrant behavior. On the other side, some are angry the Biden administration's unlawful immigration policies are negatively impacting neighborhoods. Generally speaking, Americans have embraced immigrants who have come to the USA legally. That's because most of us have immigrant ancestors, and Judeo-Christian philosophy, upon which America is based, demands compassion for the poor and oppressed. In fact, the Catholic Church is taking the lead in caring for poor foreign nationals because that's what Jesus would do. And that's right. Administering to the poor is paramount for all Christians. But Jesus of Nazareth was also a practical man, as his advice to render to Caesar demonstrates. He would not be okay with lawbreakers and would encourage societal order so all human beings could prosper. Anarchy is not a Christian tenet. And Americans should be outraged that progressives and their clueless leader, Joe Biden, have created an immense illegal immigration problem that not only divides Americans, but places harsh burdens on the migrants themselves. Very simply, this is President Biden's fault, and he should pay a steep price at the polls in 2024. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. All right, Thomas says, since Joe Biden is not enforcing the law at the border, why isn't the House impeaching him? House could, but it would be the same thing that the Democrats did to Trump. Senate never convict Biden. So the House is trying to accumulate more and more information to make the impeachment, okay, stronger, which I understand. Scott, concierge member, ironically, the same people peddling the Trump-Russian collusion delusion, calling him a threat to democracy, are really the threats to democracy themselves. Good letter. They are. Lawrence, San Diego. Why can't Congress cut funding DOJ and FBI? Yeah, they could, but they won't. They'd throw the Justice Department and, federal justice into chaos. Kenny Daniels, Mechanicsville, Virginia. How much was Durham paid for the extension investigation? All right, so it's 4 years. I figure he's good for $500,000 a year, so $2 million. Probably took around $2 million, that's salary and expenses and perks. That's what I'm figuring. Mike Albright, St. Louis, Bill, your debate with Chris Cuomo over the Durham report was brilliant. All right, you had all the facts, you made me laugh, and it was pleasant to see the back and forth. I'm glad you liked it. I think those are good segments. Daniel Fang, El Dorado Hills, California, what are the repercussions of being in contempt of Congress? Well, Steve Bannon, go to jail. Kenneth Sullivan, Gauley Bridge, West Virginia. Will anyone in the press ask President Biden why he hates America? No, they won't. And will Biden have to debate in the primaries? No. Nobody has to debate ever. No compulsion. In a moment, something you might not know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 177 years ago today, the United States launched its first large-scale invasion of a foreign country. After 2 years of fighting, the U.S. would increase its size by 500,000 square miles. Here's the story of the Mexican-American War. Mexico gained independence from the Spanish in 1821. Its vast territory stretched from the jungles of Latin America to the lower Rocky Mountains. The beef began when Texas became its own country in 1836. President James Polk in Washington believed America had a manifest destiny to dominate North America from the Atlantic to Pacific Oceans. Eventually, Texas was added to the Union, But Polk wanted the entire Southwest. When his offer to purchase those lands was rejected by Mexico City, he ordered U.S. troops to the Rio Grande. In the spring of 1846, Mexican troops attacked a group of American soldiers, killing 13. It was the excuse Polk needed. After a rousing speech by the president, Congress declared all-out war on Mexico. The U.S. easily overran the young republic. In total, 1,700 Americans were killed in combat. 5,000 Mexicans died on the battlefield. 2 years later, both nations signed the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. The deal established the Rio Grande as the new U.S.-Mexican border. Mexico also ceded more than half its territory to the USA, including present-day California, Utah, Nevada, Arizona, and New Mexico. And here's something else you might not know. The Mexican-American War began the military careers of prominent figures who would wage the Civil War just 13 years later. Combatants included Union generals Ulysses Grant and George Meade, and their Confederate adversaries Stonewall Jackson, George Pickett, and Robert E. Lee, perhaps the best general in the Civil War. It all began with the Mexican-American conflict, and we'll be back after this.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.